Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
It was a step in the right direction. I told the guys that I thought that was the most intensity that we played with, and we started fast, and that's what we were looking for, man. We got to get back to playing pissed off and with an edge, and I felt like that was the first game this season that we truly carried that over.
Zach Gore, Ravens defensive coordinator, a couple of days ago, met with the media out at One Winning Drive, talking about maybe a play like a Raven vibe for the first time this year, playing pissed off, which is good to see, but haven't really seen that level of toughness this season. If anything, the Ravens have been getting bullied.
Whose fault is that, Bob?
I guess the leader.
Right.
The guy that's supposed to motivate them.
Thank you.
But Zach Gore taking accountability and, you know, understanding things were better. And you did the film study yesterday against the Rams. It was better.
Yep.
But LA left a lot of plays on the field, too. And their best receiver got hurt in the first quarter. And it is what it is.
Yeah, the field goal that hit the uprights, Bob, should have been a touchdown.
Oh, no doubt.
Because he was wide open in the end zone.
But let's get to grades on the defensive line, and we'll start with a guy that a lot of people thought was going to have a big year, myself included. Kevin Allstriker even predicted he would lead the team in sacks. Travis Jones.
Yeah, Travis. I think he played really well Sunday. You know, he did a real nice job against the run, you know, and he's doing a decent job in there, taking on the double teams and doing all those things. Got a little push the other day. Because he's got quickness and he's got some pass rush ability, I just thought he would get more. He did earlier in the year. You know, I thought he would be more dominant inside and take a big jump this year and getting, I thought five sacks. You know, what did he have, three last year? I thought he would get five. So that's a little disappointing there. I mean, but it's still early in our minds with him. And Matabike is gone, and that probably hurts him because then he gets the brunt of, you know, the action and stuff. So I'd give him, you know, he's been playing decent against the run. I'd give him probably like a C-plus right now. I wish he was playing better. You know, in the past stuff, I think he's done, not in every game, but I think he's done better. And especially this past game, I thought that was probably his best game plan to run.
I'm going to go with a C-. I've been very disappointed with Travis Jones this year, and it's not even really just the sack stuff. I mean, I could almost say the same thing we said about Voorhees with the excuses. You're out of excuses at this point. We know Travis Jones was playing banged up last year, and you give him credit for that. You know, he battled through it, and he was playing at less than 100% for a majority of last season. But now this year, seemingly, no health concerns, nothing of the sort. And I can't name a single game where I thought that he was a true difference maker or someone that was an actual, you know, bully on the defensive line, someone that was making, you know, the center or the guard's job actually difficult. I mean, just Really, really disappointing overall.
I'm going C minus as well. He missed the Kansas City game.
Mm-hmm. Ankle.
But for his career, he has 3.5 sacks.
Right.
Zero quarterback hits this year. And for a guy that, yeah, takes on double teams and, you know, can be stout at the point of attack, we wanted him to be more of a disruptor in the offensive backfield, and he's not that guy. So I'm going C minus with Nolan here. And he's in a contract year.
That doesn't help either. But do we think that things would be drastically different if Madubuike was healthy and next to him? Would that springboard him into more opportunities?
Well, Madubuike was having a phenomenal year, so I think the double teams would have come for Madubuike, and I think that would have helped Travis Jones, because Madubuike was averaging a sack a game. Mm-hmm. You know, so Madubuike was on a heater.
And who knows what the future with him is, not just this year.
He may be done.
Career-wise. Yeah. So now if you don't have that game wrecker in the middle, and Travis Jones isn't going to be the game wrecker himself, well, you got to go find one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do we want to do Nnamdi here? I mean, it's only two games, and, you know, his season's over.
Incomplete.
Yeah, incomplete.
But it was
a strong B-plus for when he was playing.
I gave him an A for what he did.
All right, let's do Broderick Washington, also on the IR.
Yeah, okay. Broderick Washington, I'd give him a D. You know, I didn't like how he was playing. I thought he was getting bounced around and pushed around. I was rather disappointed. And when, you know, they said they put him on IR, I said, oh, okay. You know, I didn't think it was a big deal.
Here's a guy that got paid.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a proactive. I mean, he didn't break the bank to pay him, but they extended him. And since then, you know, no bang for the buck, shall we say.
And I guess the thought at that time was that he would go on to have a much higher snap count. But you're right. Ever since he signed that contract, and that was almost, I think, 3 years ago at this point, certainly two.
So yeah, he was bad last year.
It's been mostly downhill since then.
Now, John Jenkins. Was he brought in basically to replace Michael Pierce? Are we going with that?
Yes.
So how are we grading him?
I give him a B. I give him a strong B. I mean, he's been probably their most dominant inside guy. I think he's done a really nice job playing a run. He gets off of double teams, you know, and he's a big man in there. And he got a, you know, push, got the sack, fumble. You know, he's made some play. He shows up. I give him a strong B.
I'd be willing to go B plus for sure. Yeah, I mean, just look, and the same thing that we were just knocking Travis Jones for, that not being able to make an impact without having the stud next to you. Well, John Jenkins has been out there with nobody next to him. I mean, they're completely depleted depth-wise, and he's still finding a way, like Vinny said.
Urban Akoya.
Right. I mean, that very impressive to me, but living up to, I guess, expectations as a veteran.
Yeah, I'll give him a B, B plus. I mean, he's doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
And then some.
Yeah. You mentioned Brent Urban, 4 games, 3 tackles.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he came back out of necessity, it sounds like.
Well, the problem with Urban is, you know, you wanted him playing, you know, being in that 5-man rotation or whatever and getting 15 snaps a game. Now, you know, he's got to double that and he's getting exposed, you know. So I give him a C. I mean, he tries hard and he's being asked to do more than probably he's capable of.
Yeah, you know what I'd like to see out of him? Bat some more balls down. That's always been his specialty. Giant, long arms, great wingspan. You know, we know the Ravens aren't getting to the quarterback. They're not sacking anybody. They're not generating turnovers. Maybe the least you can do is, you know, change the town without any yardage gained.
All right, I'll give him whatever he is. Brent, a B for Brent? No. Let's give him a C minus. I mean, he's trying. Doing his thing.
It's fair.
All right. Let's go to linebackers here.
The outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who do you want to start with? I mean, it's Ajabo's, or excuse me, Owe's gone.
Yeah.
And his 0 sacks, what would you have graded him if he, well, he played enough that he warrants a grade.
I give him a D. And he was getting less reps all the time.
Right.
You know, and he was getting no pressure on the quarterback. Chargers would probably give him a B+.
It's like, hey, we've got a steal.
And he, well, hey, win-win trade.
Yeah.
Gilman, pretty good. Instant impact. Yeah. Same for them with Owe. But, yeah, I think, and he raised the expectations. When he had 10 sacks last year, that instantly had us talking about, okay, hey, contract year again. Throw that into the conversation. And it was just, it was like he was 2-3 years ago. You know, 5-6 games in a row, nowhere to be found.
D-minus. You didn't notice he was on the field.
No, did not.
Judon. I mean, Judon was, what, a fifth-round draft pick. They wear the same number, but you noticed Matthew Judon. He was always close. This guy was never...
Nope.
No. Not a disruptor.
I just never thought he was a natural rusher.
Mike Green, the rookie. Another one of the so-called steals here.
He
could be. He's only, what, six games in?
I'm going to give him...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
C minus, D plus. I mean, I don't see much right now in the past stuff. You know, he flashed a little bit in a couple of the games early on. Hadn't done much as of late. You know, and he's playing starter reps now. You know, he's doing adequate job in the run stuff. But he's not being impactful for a guy that led the country in sacks. And they're saying, well, you know, he is a rookie. I know, but rookies flash. If you're the leading sacker in the country, you flash your stuff. You know, so, yeah, give him a D-plus, C-minus, something like that.
This is such a tough one. I mean, right, just because his career has been so brief, right? You know, how do you grade it? What do you compare last year to? But the hype was real. The hype was deserved. And he delivered in training camp and the preseason.
Yep.
You know, all of that added up to, hey, this guy's going to have a great, fantastic rookie season. And he's just been nowhere to be found. So if he's going to be on the field for a starter share of snaps, I'm not saying that he has to go out there and get 10 sacks, but same thing that we were talking about with Elway. He has to be in the picture, right? If he's going to be out there for a majority of the snaps every game and still not get his name mentioned on the broadcast, or, oh, hey, there was Mike Green, very close, or Mike Green putting some pressure on the right tackle there. Again, it's almost like, Elway, where are you? I forget you're out there.
Yeah, just show up.
Giving him a D. Yeah. He has two quarterback hits.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I know.
Playing starters minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's a rookie, but at some point that stops becoming a reason / excuse. Yeah. Two quarterback hits on the season. And not one since week three.
I don't remember either of them.
Yeah, exactly. So we get a D, and real quick, you want to do a Jabbo? F?
Yeah, F.
F is for Faalele.
Yeah, I mean, Ajabo. Ajabo looks. I would think that I wouldn't be shocked if after these, when we come back for Bears practice, that they don't bring up a guy off the practice squad and cut him. I would not be shocked at that. Or if they trade for a pass rusher, Ajabo is gone.
Tomorrow we get to the secondary and special teams and all the good stuff with the grades when we come back. However,
Benoy.
I'll give him
kind of incomplete.
C, based on what we've seen.
I've not been, give him a C minus D also. I've not been impressed.
Like you said, he looks a little slower.
Yeah, he does.
He looks older. They maximized what was left in that tank. What, they get 21 and a half sacks out of him in 2 years?
And you know what? I hope he comes on and gets some plays and stuff. But right now, you know, he's getting knocked down. He's looking old.
That's bad for a Ravens pass rush that is one of the worst in the NFL. We'll come back. Baseball playoffs game last night. Vlad Jr. breaking out the whipping stick. Two games tonight. We'll talk about those. Then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. What about a daily fantasy? I mean, do you take a flyer on Flacco against the Steelers? Joe Flacco, 11-11 lifetime against Pittsburgh as a starter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.